Hey, what's up, podcast? Today I'm talking about daily soup or salad. You may be wondering what that is. What is that? At daily soup or salad on Instagram and TikTok are the two accounts that I've created, which basically I present and I post polls every day on Instagram along the lines of what do you prefer, soup or salad? If you're familiar with the polls, I don't need to explain it, but basically I pose a dilemma for you. I pose a quiz for you. I pose a question for you. I love talking about food. I love talking about sports. I love talking about what I love talking about. And that's the beauty of it. I just talk about what I want to talk about. But here's the thing. It's not just for fun. There's actually some reasoning behind me creating dedicated accounts for these things that I used to just post on my personal account on Instagram and have fun with every week. But there was a few things that happened and just the right things that happened, and just the right factors presented themselves. And I thought to myself, this is worth the effort. This is worth the investment. I think this could be a big deal. I think this could be big attention. And you know what that means? Big attention means big money potential. So I'm not just fucking around with this thing. I actually think there's potential. So in today's episode, I'm telling you my thoughts about it, why I think there's potential in it, and where I think it can go. Thanks so much for tuning in to Navigating with Zaki Ahmed. Turn my music high. Yeah. You don't know what you're doing. Sure I do. I'm from the streets with a hood to swallow on me. Bullets to follow on me. There's so much coke that you... So recently I started this account on Instagram called Daily Super Salad. And for those of you who may not be familiar, Daily Super Salad is, of course, the daily version of soup or salad. And Super Salad is a thing. I don't know if it's a game or something, but it's a thing that just kind of started in the summertime with some friends. We were hanging out and somebody said, hey, I asked this guy a real personal question. So I just kind of paused and I looked at both of them and I looked at him and I said, hey man, super salad. And you know, it was intended to just be like a little bit of a joke. And you know what I'm like, if you know what I'm like, that's kind of what I'm like. And I didn't really think it would go beyond that, but then the question was answered and then it was answered by the other person. And then we just kind of kept going and it went to, okay, what about the best soup you've ever had or the best salad you've ever had? And then we talked about what those were. And on it went. What kind of pasta? What kind of pizza do you like? Red wine or white wine? You know, like all these just kind of questions, chocolate or vanilla, like stuff that you can really get into. Cake or pie? You said pie? Who likes pie more than cake? Which, by the way, cake is probably one of my favorite things in the world. Like, I just got to put that on the record here. Football, I love. Fantasy football, I love. Jay-Z, I love. Cake, I love. You know, hamburgers, I love. And hey, podcasting and you, yeah, I love. Da-da-da-da. So anyways, Super Salad became a thing on my Instagram, my personal page. Like I would just post them up every week. And I did like a whole bunch of different spins on it. I think I did wings, I did popcorn. Did a lot of burger stuff, Halloween candies. I don't even remember all of them, but there was like, I think I was trying to get to 10 and I only got up to 6 or 7. It just became so like time consuming because I was posting like 30 questions and then like responding to people and talking and stuff like that. It was awesome, but it just took a lot of time. And then as a few kind of personal things creeped into my life a little more and like time just wasn't spent the same way on Instagram, it kind of fell off. One of the contributing factors was that time commitment that it took. But I had a few people reach out to me and say like, hey, like, how come you aren't posting anymore? I love these questions. It's so much fun to do. It's the highlight of my day. And I was so touched for one, like that's amazing that like I can put something out there and it like becomes someone's highlight. That's awesome. Like that feels really good. Like, I gotta say, and that's not the reason I was doing it really. I was having fun too. Like it was the highlight of my day. So then came this daily account where I really kind of decided to lean into it. And I created at Daily Super Salad on Instagram. I created at Daily Super Salad on TikTok because I know TikTok is where attention is going. The reason that I wanted to talk about it here was kind of to get into the behind the scenes, the why. Like, why did I create a daily account? What's the big deal? Like, as of this moment today, I think it's December 19th, 2019. That account has like 13 followers, maybe 14 followers. So it's not doing very well according to, you know, the metrics of how many followers do you have? How much attention do you get? But whatever, I started it like 2 weeks ago. The point of this podcast was to capture what I think I'm trying to capture on navigating with Zaki Ahmed. And that is taking you through my thought processes of why I'm doing the things that I'm doing. I was thinking about this, and everyone, I would say, especially like, you know, my generation and older, including me, seems to operate with the mentality of, you know, the proof is in the pudding. And that's true. The proof will always be in the pudding. But there's new value being attached to how did you make the pudding in the first place? And people may not, and they can't, people can't follow everyone's recipe as they make their own pudding. But if you make the best fucking pudding in the world or even in your neighborhood, people are going to want to know when you're making your next one. And they're going to want to know how you made it the first time. And then they're going to pay attention to how you made it. So you better have written down the recipe. You know what I mean? That was the idea behind this podcast when I started it, but I didn't really execute on that. Like, I haven't been staying true to my own objective. Not to make an excuse, but it's a bit of a mind shift for me. But I also just haven't been recording at all. So today, and anyways, yeah, so that's something I just want to capture here. So getting back to the point here, why the daily account? Why Super Salad? That was a water break. Daily Super Salad. Okay, Super Salad has components of, like, it has components that I think are critical and key to scaling and to meeting an ultimate goal of getting attention. This is a very confusing way to say this. I'll try it again. I'm on social media because I believe that there's power in attention. I think that I agree. If you follow Gary Vee, I follow him. And I really believe that he's right about a lot of things that other people just don't see yet. One of those things that he's been saying for a while is that attention is the commodity. It's not money. You can use attention to get anything. And this is why influencer marketing is such a thing. It's because influencers have people's attention. Influencers can influence where you spend your money. Somebody used Kylie Jenner's sale of her Kylie Cosmetics. Like, she sold like 51% of her company for $600 million. And the headline or one of the taglines was, this is proof that attention is the commodity, because she had very few employees. She spent, I don't know how much time, but she had attention on that company and she was able to monetize it. So I'd be lying to you if I said that I wasn't looking for attention on social media. I absolutely am. I just don't think, and I was pretty realistic about my personal account on Instagram and my posting. That's not what's going to garner a million followers. It's just not. You have to do something to make people want to follow you, not just click follow and then put you in the back of the drawer. Like, no, you're going to follow me and you're going to want to know what I have to say every day. You're going to want to know why I did what I did. Like, that's the value that I believe I can offer, truly. But I'm also realistic about it. It's not coming tomorrow. It's not even coming this year. I really see that as like a 2 to 5 year sort of outlook. And that totally depends on what else I'm doing to be able to garner that attention. And for this podcast, by the way, yes, I absolutely see this podcast being in similar company of like millions of types of like plays or audience members. But it's going to be because of what else I do. So what else am I doing? I think Daily Super Salad is one of these things. And I'll tell you why. There's 5 things that I think like check boxes. So number one is that it's very interesting and very fun for me. And that might sound dumb, but I totally buy into this theory that you work harder when it feels like you're not going to work. Like you put in more because it's your passion. I just love talking about this shit. Like I just love it when I like walk up to somebody and be like, yo, where's the best burger in Calgary? And they're like, yo, man, this is the best place. This is where you got to go. Or, oh man, I'm really looking for it. I don't know. Like these are the top 3 places, but I'm not sure. Like, you know, if I can like get into that conversation with someone about the best burger in a certain place, like that's like one of my favorite conversations to have. Like top 10. I'm not even joking. Top 10 conversations. Just because I fucking love hamburgers. Like that's it. I'm just a fucking burger nerd. So let's talk about it, right? That's number one. It's interesting and it's fun for me. Number two, these discussions, like these conversations, these exchanges that I've had with people, like through DMs or through their messages in my polls, it's a very high level of engagement. And what I mean by that is just the percentage. So if on my personal account, 30 people watch my story, 15 of them will click. And of those 15, 12 of them will click on every single Super Salad, no matter what the topic is. They just love clicking on these things. They just love talking about it. They love hearing about it. And I think the evidence was seeing obviously those repeat like 10 to 12 people and having a few of them reach out and say like, hey, where you been? Like, I want more, like bring this back. And those don't sound like big numbers. 10, 12, 15, but it's a sample. It's all I needed to really believe like, okay, this has legs. Like this is interesting for people. And you know what? At the end of the day, if I have 100,000 people following that account and those 10 people do not, that's okay. It's not about retaining those 10 people, which I mean, obviously I hope I do, but it's about having people who just will gravitate to this idea and to this, I don't know, this format of something. The other thing I'm really trying to do is keep it very personal, like very human. Like I don't want bots clicking all over my polls, because that was one thing that happened on the most recent poll. I opened up my personal account, made it public, and all of a sudden these bots were clicking on my polls and sending me messages, and then obviously like not responding to my DMs when I would reach out to them, be like, hey, thanks for clicking. And then they would say nothing. And then I would go to their accounts and they click on the same side of the poll every time. They, you know, were clearly like marketing people trying to get my business. And one of the people who reached out to me actually explained how he found me. He found me through an algorithm. And it was because I'm very active, because I follow the same 10 accounts that he's trying to target. It's because I had a high level of engagement on my polls. And that's why his little fucking machine like clicked on me. And he's like, hey, man, I can get you in front of other people. And I was like, well, what do you want with me? Like, why? And my point of just telling you that is, number one, it like really grossed me out. And I just felt really like shitty that my polls were being ruined by robots. So that's why I'm trying to make it like a little bit more personal, because I actually really appreciate the true answers like from human beings talking about stuff. And I think that's missing in a lot of ways. But it's also just to say, like, oh, fuck, I forgot what the other thing was. I told you that because, I mean, it was definitely one of the things that pushed me to do the daily version Okay, you have to forgive me. I think I forgot what the point of that was. But hey, both of those things still stand anyways. So the point was, number two for Daily Super Salad is the high level of engagement that I got from people. It was super interesting for them. They really got into it. They were like very interested. I'd rather have 100 people who are very interested than 500 people who are mildly interested. Like every time I will take the 100 people. Kind of leads into point number three behind doing this account, which is that it's niche. It's a very niche, like a small niche. And I think if I narrow it down, I can go Calgary, hamburgers. What are they? Like, that's not a huge community. Calgary, what are the best chicken wings? In Calgary, who has the best milkshakes? And I'm not trying to target like 16 different niches. I think you can find a niche. And I say, I think... and I say things kind of vaguely because I don't think I've quite found the right niche yet. I feel like it's along the lines of like a hashtag YYC foodie. You know, people who are just really interested in food, who care about where they eat, but who aren't like super overly like, I care about where I eat because I'm super health conscious. It's like, I care about what I eat because I love food. That's what I think the niche is. And I think the people in that niche are deeply passionate people, because there's something about people who love food. I know this, like you can see it on people. Like there's a love that they have for food and there's an appreciation they have for food. It like translates into their personality. Like it's, or not translate, it's like a reflection of their personality. Like it takes a certain kind of person or a certain kind of person exists in there. And I'm being very, very general and I don't mean to broad brush like everybody, but I don't know. I think there's something about it that I connect with. That's why I say it the way I say it. So anyways, number three, it's a niche and it's scalable. So that's still part of number three, but you have to start somewhere, right? You always have to start your big business. You have to start your big following. You have to start your big deal with a small deal in a small step in a small space. So I think this presents that. Number four, accountability for me. I posted a couple days ago that I missed a day posting a poll and I, you know, apologized. And I said, you know what? I was in a very bad space mentally and emotionally. I just was not up for, other things other than what I was going through. And that happens. And that happens for me quite often, unfortunately, but I thought this account could offer some level of like a stability, some accountability, something that forced me to do something productive every single day. Obviously, it's not like monetizable right now, but I'm hoping that it grows and that one day it can be. So as long as I'm accountable, like just keep this, just do something every single day. And you know what? It's nice that you love doing it. It's fun for you every day. So what more can you really ask for? Number five, and this is a big one. Again, it might sound stupid, but this is another thing that nobody else can do. Like this is... not just questions and answers. Like this is questions and silly comments and me responding to polls. And I'll talk to people sometimes about like, oh, I didn't know that you liked this, or I didn't know you went here for this. I'll do shit like that and make jokes and whatever. Like I'm not afraid to admit, like, or not like, I don't feel weird about saying like, I'm kind of funny. Like I'm kind of charming. I'm kind of like, I have something about my personality I've realized that like is kind of entertaining for people. I'm kind of goofy and dumb and like I'm okay with it. Like nobody else can do that and nobody else can be me. And of course, other people can have their own versions of this and other people can do Super Salad. And yeah, you might be funny and yeah, you might be entertaining, but like you're not going to be me. Like that's the thing. Nobody can take this from me. If Instagram crashes, I'll move it somewhere else. If whatever, like if I move to another city, then it becomes a different city, like a different niche. Like I'll always be there. And I think that is another component of business today and like social media. Oh shit, I dropped my phone. Another component of business, social media, presence, influencers, like what's so unique about it? Like, what are you doing that's so different? And here's something that is obviously unique because it's me, but nobody can like take this away from me. Nobody can steal it. Like, go ahead and make your own, but you're never going to be me. So that's another reason that I kind of put these things together. And so with those five things, I kind of thought about this. Number one was my interest in it and how much fun I was having. Number two is the high level of engagement I was getting from people through the weekly Super Salad on my personal account. Number three is the small niche that it can exist in and it can grow from, how it can scale from there. Number four is that it presented accountability for me as an individual in my personal growth. And number five is how it is so uniquely me that nobody can take it from me. I put all those factors together, and by the way, other things, including, oh, it got me into TikTok. You know, it's so easy to do. It's on my phone. I can do it really quickly. I can be creative with it. I can express things. I can, you know, whatever. Like, there was other factors, but I would say that with this top five, I put all those together and I thought, I have to try. Like, I have to lean into this. This is worth the effort. If not, like, if it crashes in 6 months or a year and like I still have 10 followers in a year, no, I will not be continuing it. I don't even know if I'll get to a year, but it is worth trying because I believe that it has potential. It has all of these factors contributing to what could be massive, massive upside. I think big following ultimately could be monetized. You don't think that like I could get some local company to come to me and say like, hey, like you have 50,000 followers or you have 15,000 followers or 10,000, whatever. You have so many followers. I want you to come to my restaurant and do a Super Salad episode on my two versions of chicken wings or my two new dishes. Or just do it on my restaurant. Like, do you like this space? Like, yeah, I can walk into any fucking restaurant and do like a pretty cool Super Salad. I can walk into A&W or McDonald's, by the way, if you guys want to call me for that shout out. I can walk into any fast food joint and just do it. Like, do you prefer chicken or beef? Do you prefer fried or grilled? Do you put mustard on this? Like, no. And then like every whatever, like you can figure it out if you follow me. And yeah, I could figure it out if I walked into any place. So that's the goal here. As much as I have fun with this and as much as I think it's just a great time, I'd be lying if I didn't say, like, I see financial upside from this. I see the attention. I see it drawing attention that I think can be monetized. I think it can be absolutely worth it. So thanks for listening. That went on a lot longer than I thought, but that is the thinking behind Daily Soup or Salad. Wish me luck. If you don't already follow, follow at Daily Soup or Salad on both Instagram and TikTok. I post daily polls for like random shit. Today, yesterday I did wings, chicken wings. Today I posted all about watching shows on the Food Network. Do you prefer watching those holiday baking shows, which are on all the time now, or do you like stuff like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives and like Man versus Food? And what do you think of hosts? And like, do you like food truck shows? Other versions of stuff that I've done, like on a smaller scale, is like, what kind of popcorn do you like? I've done what kind of like condiments do you like on your burgers? And like, you got to pick, like, I love the dilemmas. You got to pick lettuce or tomato. You got to pick onions or pickles. You just pick one. And if that's not your jam, cool. Maybe you're more of a peanut butter guy. I don't know. Or girl. Anyways, maybe I should have started with that in this podcast. But that's a little behind the scenes check-in of what I think about Daily Super Salad and where I think it can go. Thanks again for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day today.